Welcome to the call. So we are joined today by none other than the wonderful Taylor Call.
Aloha.
Aloha. So Taylor and I were having a chat the other day, and we felt absolute critical need to have this conversation with you today. Isn't that right, Taylor?
Indeed it is.
So, the whole point of superhero training, very, very in its essence, is to help you become a superhero and do wonderful things in the world, which can be big or small, and there's no better and no worse. But the main thing is that you are activated to get on with whatever you came here to do in this amazing time that we're living in, which is speeding up by the second. You know, every second is disappearing, days and months disappearing. And we don't want a year to go by, 2 years to go by, and you're still in the same place that you were before. So we wanted to help you, activate you to be able to fully go for it. And I've been teaching these sort of things for the last 18 years. Taylor's, you know, been doing this for how long, Taylor?
Oh, dear. Decades, really.
Nick's been doing it decades. You know, we've been teaching, helping people. And Taylor has got a very unusual background in so many different ways. She's gone through so many experiences, has worked with so many people. And she's a very unique perspective on everything. And so Taylor is a hidden gem that we have, and you're very lucky to have her here. And so we're going to share with you a method and hold you in a new light and hold a new intention around superhero training as of right now, today, for there to be some profound shifts in your life and in this program. And I'm just going to actually hand this over to Taylor. I'm going to jump in and share a few things. But Taylor has got a lot of experience with groups and getting results for people. And she's going to be sharing a lot of stuff with you today that will radically shift things for you. So, Taylor, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Well, let me just start off by saying that, the opportunity right now for moving your projects and your mission forward with velocity is unequaled. It's just, there's nothing like it. And probably a lot of you are seeing that with, you know, setting intentions and having instant outcomes or instant feedback. And so we really, you know, Michael and I were talking, as he said, and we really realized that we need to kind of just take a time out here, you know, like halftime at the Super Bowl. And have a conversation and really... We had sent out some questions beforehand, which you all maybe saw, but I'm just going to repeat them if you didn't, because this is really what's going to help in lock in the communication. It's one thing for me to sit here and share all sorts of ways to maximize on your mission and transformation and evolution, but it's another for us to really have a conversation and share, because that really, it's in the sharing of something, it's in the exchanging of something that makes it real and useful and tangible. And so, you know, that's why in these superhero calls we've done, we've opened it up to sharing, and I'm sure you all have seen that when those that have gotten on the call start sharing, there's a whole another possibility that it can occur that otherwise never could have occurred. It opens up this whole other realm, so to speak. And that only happens in the act of sharing, of being in contribution and of sharing your transformation. And that's critical. And it's a critical piece for superheroes. And it's, you know, while we could have kind of designed it into the program, like, all right, it's time to go out and share. It's time to go out and share your mission and talk about your mission and this, that, and the other thing. we've discovered that the best way to for you to really get this at a deep level is through interaction. And so that's why we want to we ask you to come prepared to the call to share the following. And I'm just going to just reread these, and any one of these you can start with. But essentially, what stops you from sharing your transformation? What stops you? Where do you get, like, just, you really want to contribute, you want to share, you want people to know what you're up to, but then it's just like something comes up, something happens, something literally blocks you from doing that. You know, maybe it's with your parents, like, you feel like, oh, I can't tell them what I'm up to, they'll think I'm out of my mind, or whatever it is. And so we want to hear from you as to what stops you from sharing your transformation. And by that we mean, like, what's occurred for you in the superhero training or any place where you've transformed. You know, maybe you've gone back to people that you, your old sort of circles of friends that knew you prior to superhero, and you aren't the same human being. I mean, the truth of the matter is we're evolving and shifting at such a fast rate right now that we aren't the same human being we were last week. You know, I mean, sometimes I come across these people that I haven't talked to for a long time, and I notice that they're talking to a me that isn't who I am anymore. You know, you have a distinct, you know, sense after a little while that they think I'm that person that I was, you know, 4 years ago when we knew each other. And it's I have to kind of stop and say, wait, hold a minute. I have a feeling that you think I'm somebody I'm not. So I just want to update you. Like that, who you were just speaking to there, sounded like maybe you thought I was how I was 4 years ago. And I want you to know I'm not. And here's who I am now. And I find that's essential because otherwise there really is a disconnect. And so that's critical. So that's one question. The second is, what concerns do you have about sharing your evolution? Somewhat similar to the same. What support do you need in sharing your mission more effectively? This is key. And again, you know, Michael and I and Nick are interacting with this like it's halftime at the Super Bowl. Like, you've got an opportunity to go out there and massively move your mission forward at such an accelerated rate, and you just may need a little bit of coaching to do that. You know, a little fine-tuning, a little like, all right, here's what we got to do. Strategizing, whatever it is, you know, you need to ask for it, and you need to share about it. And the last thing is, what do you do when you run up against a no or resistance? So in other words, there you are out sharing your perhaps spiritual evolution, what you're passionate about, your mission, and you come up against it with just zero interest or worse. You know, maybe it's an intimate partner or someone that you're with, and they are not at all excited about what you're talking about and think you're out of your mind or something like that. And so the fact of the matter is that this is this area is the most important area for you to actualize your evolution. You know, it comes down to, it's actually not real unless you share it. You know, walking around being enlightened or evolved doesn't make a whole lot of difference if you can't actualize it or share it. And it's essential that we do. And we really want to be able to support you in being able to do that effectively, so effectively that you would have scores of people around you wanting to participate in whatever you're up to, investing in it, eager to know how you've become who you are, what have you done to get the way you are. You know, I have people just come up to me and say, you know, I don't know, like, what you do or who you are, but whatever it is, I want it. And this is prior to me, you know, not saying a whole lot. And so you're at a time now where your energy precedes you. And by that I mean you've become an energy being, an energy light being. And so it precedes you before you even open your mouth. And, you know, it's hard for us to see our own selves. But let me assure you, you know, if any of us saw any of us, we would take notice. You know, for example, I remember, you know, one time I went someplace with Nick. I don't remember where, but it was some, like, I think Walmart or something. And I remember thinking, oh, my God. I mean, you know, Nick just can't show up someplace without his energy preceding him. And the same with Mike, the same with any of us. And it's, and whether you recognize it or not, or whether someone has told you or not, probably not, maybe not, who knows, maybe they have, you are now embodying that sort of an energy sphere around you. And now the next step is to be able to, when someone asks you the question, like, you know, I don't know who you are or what you do, but, you know, I want it. Like, what do you, you know, what are, who are you and what do? Or what are you up to? Or what makes you so like you are? To be able to answer it in such a powerful way. How we would know, by the way, that our job is getting done over here at Superhero Train is if you are multiplying yourselves continuously. That each one of you has 10, 20 people kind of pounding down the door to get in the superhero training. Like, well, I don't, you know, like when we open that call up, bring a guest, you know, bring someone to the call, you would have like a room for people. Like, yeah, I'm just here. And then and they might just say, I'm here because, you know, I don't know what, you know, Rachel has. But she says, you know, she shared with me that a lot of what she got, gave her ability to be who she is came from this train. So I'm here for that reason alone. And that is indicative of being powerful in sharing your message, being powerful in sharing your mission. And this, by the way, is not about getting people into superhero training at all. What it's about is how we know that you're really being effective in the world is by virtue of the commotion that you're causing and the eagerness for people to want whatever it is you have. And so that's our mission in this call, is to be able to, you know, in sharing with one or two of you, because, you know, what we know to be true is talking to one person is enough. I mean, it'd be nice to talk to other people too, but because we're all the same, having an interaction with one person can be enough. And what occurs when we're sharing on these calls is what we're encouraging you to do in your network of support, in your family and friends. And we see the difference it makes in this call, but we want to see the difference that it's making in your lives. And really accelerate that, because this is a critical time on the planet. And, you know, probably you're seeing some miraculous things occur. Like, take this Cecil the Lion example. I love this example. Because, I mean, here's one guy just out to shoot a lion, business as usual, and just happened to pick a particular lion, and boom! I mean, that's an unpredictable occurrence. These are the kind of unpredictable occurrences which can occur in the environment we're in. Now all the major airlines are making trophy transport illegal. You know, they've projected the image of Cecil the Lion on the Prudential Building in New York City. I mean, people are up in arms about this lion situation. And, you know, people have been going trophy hunting for years. No worries, no problems. Just boom, shoot an animal, put it on Facebook, you know, come home with its head or whatever they do. I don't know. The point is that's an example of the magnification of energy that's available right now, which is off the charts for those missions which are for the greater good of all concerned. And so, you know, that's really what we want to take this call to do, really hone in on whatever it is that's between you and getting a yes every time on your mission, on sharing your evolution and transformation, on whatever it is that may stop you from really moving forward with a velocity that's global. Global. You want to be global in everything that you're doing. And, you know, you can work backward from that. So does that kind of cover it, Michael?
Yeah, that covers it perfectly. So if you're not sharing, then, you know, you're going to be stagnant. And we want to remove any stagnant energy so that you can fully be who you came here to be. Because at the end of the day, why did you come here in the first place into the world? You know, just like from a cosmic perspective, why are you here? You know, it's worth answering that question. And just very practically, why did you join Superhero Training? You know, because you wanted to do something. So we want to make sure that these intentions you have and these desires you have are actualized in a real practical way. So let's overcome any resistance that you have on this call. And we're going to be supporting you through this in the future as well. So it's not just like one call and then we leave you alone. We're going to help you. So get ready, and we're going to pick some people, and you can share whatever you want to share. I think Nick might have joined us just now. Is that
you? Yeah, I'm mate.
Wonderful,
yay!
Bro. Do you want to share anything about Nick's got wonderful stories about wandering around and people being magnetized to Uncle Nick?
Yeah, it happens all the time, and I also wanted to just add a little heat to the underneath the pot here as well. You know, we're living in I've been really noticing this more and more, what Taylor was saying there, you know, about being addressed as her old self. You know, there really is the most extraordinary transformation of humanity going on now, and you know, there's all kinds of, if you do any kind of you know, in-depth research at all on this subject, you're going to find all kinds of people chipping in from different perspectives, different vibrational perspectives, different perspectives on reality, what's going on right now. And, you know, just the simple fact that so many people are talking about it from a point of view that's holding a lot of charge, not only does it suggest that it's going down, but it also suggests that it's going to be, you know, gathering a lot more momentum as more and more individuals put their focus onto this subject. So what I'm noticing as a very, very real and obvious consequence of everything that's going on is just how different I'm feeling in this world, and how utterly, utterly, utterly different. It's extremely challenging for me to relate to just about everyone and anything that people are passionate about in this world right now. And it's becoming so acute, the contrast. Now, obviously, you know, I might be a bit more sensitive and ahead of the curve than a lot of people, but if I'm feeling it today, you can bet you're going to be feeling it very, very soon, if you're not already. Now, what this does is, it creates a context where life has moved on. And really, our spirit has moved on as well. And if we're not with life and our spirit, and we're stuck in some false persona and outdated way of being and perceiving reality, things are going to get very unpleasant for us. And this is what you're going to be witnessing in the people that you might care about, care very deeply about. They're going to be stuck. And there's going to be a huge, you know, life isn't going to leave them behind, and nor is their spirits. So there's going to be a big, you know, it's like a rubber band stretching, stretching, stretching. There's going to be a big twang. And when it goes twang, it's going to be impossible to integrate that experience. And it's going to be pretty traumatizing, to say the least. So out of compassion for the people that you love and your friends and stuff, it not only does it, you know, behoove you to kind of come out the closet and share, you know, some profound truth with people that really matters. It's also an act of compassion, just to start building some kind of a bridge, so that people can make the shift gracefully. And also the skill set that you will develop in being able to articulate what's going on. This is a very important skill set to develop, because we are moving into a period of the human cycle which we don't have any reference for. You know, we might be able to read you know, vague abstract kind of references to it in scriptures and yogic texts, and there might be you know, all kinds of speculation from all kinds of, you know, sources and resources, but then it's not from human beings that have actually experienced this before. And so we're really in an extremely challenging situation, and it is pretty abstract, but within us, our essence actually knows what's going on. It can feel it, and it's already there's already a transformation going on. Our consciousness is shifting, and that is also impacting us biologically as well. And so we know what's going on. We have the sensory apparatus within us to feel all this, and we also have the higher consciousness faculty to translate all this. And so just like everything else that happens in personal transformation, it's something that we get to witness in wonder, really. It's not something that we, you know, we actually, you know, consciously, you know, kind of can, you know, create and generate and be in control of all the way through the process. It's more of a, you know, we kind of like, we put our hands up, we step forward, you know, and it kind of into the unknown, and this happens, and it's quite an initiation. And then we witness ourselves expressing the new gifts, the new virtues, the new powers from this transformation. So this is really what's going on. So you're part of this thing that Taylor's talking about, and that we're encouraging you to embody, so that you're really able to land and ground yourself in the world. Part of it is embodying this change to a degree that you can actually articulate it, and within a context that you know, has a little urgency about it. I could really go off now about how important it is that people get on this train, but I'm not going to. Just if you're not feeling it, kind of like the how the heat's been turned up somewhat, to say the least, you will be very soon.
So there's no doubt.
Practice your articulation of what's going on and how, and the great news, the good news. I mean, it's just wonderful news, just being able to like fully align and the possibility of being able to navigate the future, you know, gracefully and masterfully, and all the wonder that's in store for us. All right, brother.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, it's just like the boats on the ocean. If the level of the ocean, the water level rises, all the boats rise automatically. Yeah, you don't have to raise the boats, it rises. So every time one of us changes a little bit, it raises the game for everyone else naturally. So I want you to all remember that the people you know in your life, it's very important that you don't hold them in limitation. You don't think, oh, they'll never change. They will never understand this stuff. They're always going to be stuck. You know, they've got such a big ego or whatever. Because if we have that kind of vision around people, you know, obviously you're reinforcing something that isn't even true, and we're not seeing them as who they really are. You know, we're holding them in a tight container that is actually going to be smashed anyway. So no one can get out of this, and it's our job to have high vision for everyone, high vision. I remember when I started doing meditation years ago, you know, we used to be drug dealers, literally like large amounts of drugs and like doing all sorts of dodgy business, right? And once I started doing meditation, four of my best friends gave up all their drugs, alcohol and everything, were getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day and going to a meditation center at 6 o'clock, yeah? All of them, yeah? This is like radical, over-the-top transformation for people of that age, you know? And it was basically because I just something changed in me, and I just was inspired to share it with them, you know, out of joy in my heart. So, you know, once you know, you actually make those shifts, and you can't help but bubble up inside and want to share. And you know, the most unusual people can flick, just like a snap of the fingers. People have strange experiences. Oftentimes people have dreams, weird dreams, or recurring dreams, or they have an accident, or they just like have weird premonitions or something, and all of a sudden they're different, yeah? So you don't know what magic's happening in people around you either, right? So be open to things that, you know, you might not have thought would be possible being possible, because we're living in very strange and unusual times where anything is possible. You know, it's just like, it's such an extreme, extreme and bizarre world we're living in right now. So we might as well just be all right with that. Make sure we make the change ourselves and be open to share from the heart. So we're
very excited. Anything is possible by one person. You know, using the guy as the example who killed the lion. I mean, and he wasn't even looking to make a difference like that. And so it is, you know, he now has made a global difference he wasn't even out to make. I just want to say this, how you all want to be holding this conversation, and I know Nick said he could go on and on about it, and we could all go on and on about it. And let's just say the on and on is, if we could sum it up, this is a call to action, and the action is in your lives with those that you know. I remember early on I had an intention to become like a global leader. I remember just walking around thinking that, you know, I want to be a global leader. It was just like something I wanted at like age 13. And I remember I was sharing that with someone, and they said, well, why? I said, well, because. I mean, I don't know. It's something I've always wanted to do, make a big global impact. And they said, well, let me just tell you, until you've impacted those around you, it's not something you should set your sights on. And that really sunk in deeply. And at that time, I was all about, you know, eating well and healthy foods and la, la, la. And I realized my family was eating crap. I mean, they were making macaroni and cheese for dinner every night. And here I was out teaching, you know, how to make smoothies and do all this stuff to like perfect strangers. And yet I wasn't tending to that level of energy around me. And it was shocking when I realized, it's like, hold on. He said, you know, you can make the difference you'll make is as big as that of those whom you have around you. Start there. And then there's no stopping you. Have your family eat well, and then there's no stopping you. And, you know, that just sunk in, and that became my mission. I shifted. Okay, forget global leader. I'm going to change my family, which to me seemed a lot harder. You know, it's like, funny. Really? I mean, it seems a lot easier to do like the world. Like, really? My mother, my grandmother, my... But, you know, be that as it may, I just decided, you know what, fair enough. I'm going to take it on, and I made it my mission to have every single transformative realization, idea, you know, concept, you know, whatever it was, sink in with my family and friends first. That was my mission. And to the degree that that happened and they started to self-generate, I knew I didn't even have the global thing would take care of itself. It would just take care of itself. And that's the way it is. If you think, yeah, I'm going to go out and, you know, make a big difference, have changed all these people's lives, and your family's lives are a mess, think again. Tend to the tree. Take care of your immediate environment. Transform your immediate environment. Share your transformation with your immediate environment. Because those are usually the hardest people for a lot of people. It's the place where they're like, oh, God, no, I mean, that's never going to happen. My mother's never going to change. She's never going to stop watching TV. You know, whatever it is. It's like Michael was just saying, or Nick, there's this way that we have that people are. Well, people have the way that we are. And until we let go of all that stuff, by being willing to step out and share your truth, you know, the truth shall set you free. If you start sharing that stuff, watch what happens, and especially with your family. And so this is a call to action. What we're saying here now is the most critical part of your superhero training, and you aren't going to get a video in your inbox about this, is it's time for you to share. Just full on, full out, in the moment, sharing with everyone you know, such that we see so many people lined up on a call where we have you bring guests. It's like, whoa, okay, we don't have enough phone lines. That's how we know you're getting the job done.
Yeah, well, that's right. And remember, you don't have to share perfectly. You know, this idea that you're going to have this flawless way of sharing, that you're never going to say a bad word or make any mistakes or fumble in your wonderful discourse, you know, it's not going to happen. Yeah, you're going to screw up a few times. You're going to probably say stuff that annoys people, quite honestly. You might have some people might not talk to you, perhaps. Yeah, there's going to be strange conversations involved in this as you go along, and that's perfectly fine. So I just want you to just don't get it out of your head that you're going to somehow have to do this perfectly, and until then you might as well just hide away and never talk to anyone, because you're never going to be perfect. You know, if you listen to any of these calls back again with Taylor, Nick and myself, you know, we say various things that we could say differently, you know, if we were to write it down as a script or something. So don't worry about any of that. Just come from the heart. If you share your experience with someone, if you share what's true for you and what you've actually experienced in your own life, it hits the target, yeah, as long as it's personal. That's my basic rule for myself, is I only share what I've experienced. If I haven't, then how can I even say very much about it? Or what is meaningful to me, you know? So if you stay with that very simple essence, that share from the heart and share your experience, and also don't worry about being perfect, it's easy to do it. It's super easy.
Yeah, it's funny. We have it construed as one of the hardest things to do, when actually it's the easiest. And like Nick said, there's no greater skill set. There's no greater skill set that you can master than sharing powerfully. Because really at the heart of sharing, what that is it's enrollment. It's being enrolling. And there's no greater skill set than that to master in all the world. You know, the most powerful people are the most enrolling people, are the most authentic, most potent ability to be able to share. And when I was saying that it's not real unless you share it, it really isn't. It's some concept you have. It's some experience you have. But by sharing it, it actually becomes real. And by sharing it with another, it becomes even more real. And it puts you in the present moment. And that's what it's all about right now. And that's why it's so essential right now more than ever for you to be sharing your evolution right now. And like Nick was saying, it's the biggest contribution you can make. Because when you share your evolution, it allows for another to evolve. It allows for another to share theirs. It allows for another to even open to their evolution. You know, I was on a call the other day with this woman, and, you know, she was all, I'd spent the whole call just supporting her. At the end of the call, she said, "Oh, you know, Taylor, I feel so bad. You know, like, I spend the whole call, and, you know, you just give, and I feel like, you know, I should be giving something to you. I should be giving something back to you. You know, every call it seems like that." And I said, "Hey, hold on a minute. And let me just be clear. By you sharing in this call and me listening and everything that occurred in this call, what you're giving back is that. Transformation is occurring in the world by virtue of this call. You aren't just, you just weren't supported and able to come to new levels of, you know, harmony in your being. It allowed for that energy to be present on the globe. It allowed for that energetic to occur. And we need to see that. Our sharing with individuals isn't just happening between the two of you. It's an energetic, it's a force field. It's a evolution that's occurring each and every time you share your truth or you're in support or you're listening or any of those combinations thereof. What is actually occurring is that energy is going forth on the planet and contributing in ways that we don't even know, but it's happening. And that's why Jesus says, where one or more are gathered, something's occurring there. One or more, that's two. And in that, there's a possibility that can't occur in any other configuration. It's not going to occur by you walking around evolved, sitting there enjoying yourself. And I'm not saying, you know, that's not great too, and that doesn't produce results, but there's a whole nother level. There's a whole nother energetic, there's a whole nother possibility, a whole nother world that opens up the minute you share with another. The minute you're in union with another.
Hey, and I just want to emphasize what Mike just said. He I think he really brought in a couple of the most important things that we can focus on. One is that when you change proper, like really, what Taylor said about you don't try and change the world until you change the people around you. And the way Mike said that he had changed the people around him, and also what Mike said about holding the vision of the highest vision of other people, these are critical, these are the real foundational things right here. It's so easy to judge others, but in the Course in Miracles it talks about the extension of forgiveness, extending God's forgiveness, because the love of life, the spiritual thing that's changing everything anyway, it is all forgiving, but all of the discordance, all of, you know, the vibrational toxicity, it all has to be composted and reharmonized. And If people are bound up in it, it's extremely painful for them. So your mission, when you're articulating, is to be embodying this extension of forgiveness, which is what we have integrated into all kinds of aspects of superhero training, the Ho'oponopono stuff. Sun Pop's all about it, taking it deep into the subconscious, the prayers, then it's taking it into the unconscious. And this attitude of mercy, giving blessings, compassion, you know, it all has this core alchemical ingredient of forgiveness, so that our, you know, the love that we are can actually extend. And that's the big transformational thing. And if we really examine the alchemy of the shifts, why so many of Mike's friends wanted to follow him, because basically they loved him and, you know, were having a great time with him. So, you know, if he's changing the recipe a bit, they're at least going to give it a go. So I think that's a really, 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 really important thing to emphasize. A, you need to be an embodiment of it, but it's not so much about, you know, waiting until you walk on water. It's about articulating and sharing the simple, honest truth of how things are changing for you. If you're experiencing more peace in your life, then people need to hear about that. They really, really do, because everyone, what we can judge about people, what we don't know about them inside, but we just see the image that they're projecting, and everyone does it in this world. It's just a big ego drama, and the way the drama is engineered is to cultivate more and more and more and more ego, which is basically survival-based, judgmental, and it has a low level of consciousness. And consciousness, like water, gravitates to the lowest common denominator. So when we're in these peer groups and family situations and social dynamics and work dynamics and stuff, consciousness is going to gravitate to the lowest common denominator, and that's what's going to dominate. So we're activists. We're activists, and we're here to embody frequencies that smash all this. And we're supposed to be helping each other do this gracefully. It's not supposed to be a big traumatic, turn the world upside down and everything gets, destroyed, painfully. It can be something really, really graceful and wonderful outside, again, of what we don't have a context for. So it's really, because we don't have that context, we need to engage higher sensory faculties that aren't based on the ego, sensory perception, and the conscious mind. And just sharing simply from the heart, when you're in those spaces and you're extending that attitude to others and giving them the opportunity to step out, to emerge, because you're actually holding a heart vision for them that allows them space to do that, instead of the judgment, projecting the judgment, which traps people. Because we're very powerful, you see. We're very powerful if we could see what we're actually projecting onto each other when we're thinking negatively, or not even negatively, just neutrally. This is a fascinating aspect of it, is that Jesus said, if you're not with me, you're against me. And you can get other spins on that in different philosophical and spiritual treatises. It's the same thing. What it means is that we actually have to be proactively ultra positive and loving, because if we're just neutral, we're actually our default is set such that we're actually opposing and against the change. So we have to be proactively extending forgiveness, compassion, blessings, radiating blessings onto people, and disciplining ourselves not to look through the senses and the conscious mind and the ego mind and judge, but to look with our hearts, to feel with our hearts, see with our hearts, and extend mercy. It talks about mercy. Is the kind of like the old English word in the Bible. So we get the picture, yeah? You're moving into circles of individuals that you care about, okay, friends, family, social spheres, perhaps workplace, colleagues, schoolmates, college, whatever. You're moving into those spheres. Number one, you need to be in a state of your own self that actually is doing something positive, wholesome, uplifting, and effective. That involves you reorganizing, recalibrating a little tiny bit, like we do in the Superhero Training, over and over and over, your internal alchemy. I call it the alchemy of consciousness, which is very simply your awareness and your attitude. What are you aware of? Are you aware of the fact that you're an eternal being, living in an eternal, having an eternal experience, and so are they? And are you extending compassion from that with a vision of the highest for them? Are you seeing them as a being of light? Are you seeing them as an angel? Are you seeing them as an eternal being? Are you seeing them as a being of love that is trapped in all this stuff? And then can you share honestly your actual real experience of growth, transformation, liberation, whatever it is, and how that translates, whatever way that translates, you might be feeling more peaceful. things might actually be going the way you want them to be going instead of having to deal with all kinds of, you know, overwhelming drama. Somehow, within all this madness, you're actually becoming sane. You know? Can you share these little things? And if you've got those two very simple structures in place that Mike was talking about and Taylor was talking about, embodiment and holding a vision of others, the highest, you are then in a position to share just honestly with no agenda, and the maximum impact occur from that, absolute maximum. And like Taylor was saying, again, you don't know exactly how that's going to unfold, the consequences of that, but the main thing is that you have to understand now that every moment counts, and that every opportunity, every time you meet anyone, hang out with people, there's an opportunity to drop something in there, bring energy into this situation that, you know, really and honestly, to, you know, not to be like over dramatic, but could be the difference between them having to endure horrendous suffering and stress. And I mean, just a, you know, an unthinkable experiences, and not at all be liberated completely from that. Because if you just think about, I'll just take myself for, as an example. When you know, when Mike was saying you don't know who can change. Believe me, if I can do this, anyone in the world can. If I can shift from the ignorance that I was in, and the violence that I was trapped in, and all of the negative stuff for decades, if I can move out of that, not just to flip and escape from it, but actually to inspire anyone, all kinds of people all over every single place that I go, then anyone can. Anyone can. And I'll tell you something. Over those years, it's been a pretty excruciating experience, and it still is. I did an early morning meditation this morning, and went back to sleep after it, and I can tell you what was being cleansed out of my psyche was it was pretty intense experience. Now that's from someone who's practicing every single day, multiple times every single day, and dedicates their whole life to this. Now who's been doing it for years and years and years and years. Now someone. Everyone's going through the same transformation, every single one of us. It's unavoidable. So the only thing, the only choice we have is whether we do it consciously or unconsciously. If we do it unconsciously, it's going to be devastating. Why? Because all that psychic content, all the stuff in your soul that isn't of a vibratory harmony, it's not it doesn't have vibrational purity. It doesn't really belong in there. It's not in harmony with your own spirit. So it has to be purified. It has to be alchemically transmuted. It has to, period. There's no other purpose for life. It's not for human beings and for the glorification of the flesh and the persona and the people. Life is not for that. Life doesn't bat an eyelid. A whole galaxy can be destroyed, be sucked up into a black hole, and every single living creature in billions and billions and billions of solar systems, and life doesn't bat an eyelid. It certainly doesn't shed a tear. God is no respecter of persons. Underline it 50 times. God is no respecter of persons. Why? Because it's all about consciousness. And the evolution of consciousness actually catalyzes the destruction of form. Like a rocket zooming off from the planet Earth, it has to have that body to get off the ground, but once it's gone, it jettisons that. Well, that's us. So if we're in this natural, irresistible life process, irresistible, underline that 100 times, with absolutely no choice, we're all going through the same process. If that's the simple fact of life, and there is a way to detach yourself from all of these things that are going to be that are going to disappear, including your physical body, and all of the ideas about who you are that go with that, and you found that way, it's a very, very good idea to share that with other people. It's absolutely critical.
Yes, it's not only that critical, but people will curse you if you don't do it. And that has to be underlined, what I just said there, because we have responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility, as we know from Spider-Man. Yeah. But this is true, right? If you know things that can radically change people's lives, and then you don't tell anyone about any of it, yeah, and then they find out later that you could have radically helped them out, you know, helped them avoid all kinds of suffering and disease and drama and wasting their lives, and you didn't bother saying anything to them, what are they going to say to you? You know, we want to avoid that kind of karma. We want to avoid those sort of curses on us. So not only is it, you know, going to help you tremendously in your own life, and you'll feel so much better, and you'll, you know, start to get all this extra power, because when you share, you get power, you know, you get extra energy, you know, pure power comes to you. But also, you'll avoid all these horrible things happening when people complain to you. And the main thing is that you're just coming from the heart, and it's, you know, what are we here to do as a human family if we're not here to help each other out, you know?
Yeah, now's the time when that is really the top agenda, is helping one another out. You know, one of the things I just want to say is, you know, in talking to scores of people every day, constantly, I hear, after a little while, you hear the same story over and over again. You know, different variations on the theme, different characters, but it's always the same story. And what I find I do usually in each and every call is, as soon as they get into, like, well, here's what's going on with me, now they're of course thinking this is unique to them always, after about 2 or 3 seconds in, I usually stop and interrupt them and say, you know, I know this is a really good story and everything, but I just want to let you know, because it may help, you know, speed this call up a little bit, that while this may be going on with you, it's going on with everybody. You know, maybe the names and stories have changed, but, and each and every time, you know, I may spend another hour on the phone or with them or whatever, but always, the thing that makes the biggest difference in any of those calls is when I have informed them that they are not alone with their process. And they'll always circle around, usually at the end of the call, and say, God, you know, that I'm so happy you told me that. I mean, that makes me feel so good that this is just not going on for me. I mean, it's like I threw them the life preserver every single time. It really, everything else in the call doesn't even matter. The main thing that mattered is I told them, just so you know, this isn't unique to you at all. It's like, oh, you can just feel this huge breath of relief. And that's what happens when you share when you start sharing what's going on with you, they can then find themselves in that and be relieved. Like, oh, thank God. I mean, I thought I was just having, you know, I thought there was something wrong with me, man. I thought I was just having, you know, all this stuff go on. Huge shift.
Right. Yeah, and there's also days, you know, like I remember recently there was like three or four days where I was just totally like, what the hell is going on? I was like in a really, really kind of bad way. And I was like, this is the weirdest thing. And I talked to various people a week later. And it was those particular days, it was exactly the same experience in that exact same time frame, you know. So there's stuff going on in the world that we don't quite understand. It's not predictable. So it's hugely relieving to know that we're not in it alone. And so just do everyone a favor and share. And I just want to just share just a couple of things with you, and then we can get some people on the phone here at CBO training. When you share what's true for you with other people, I'll just give you a quick story. When I was in Zimbabwe, and it's interesting, we were talking about Cecil the Lion, who was killed in Zimbabwe. I was in Zimbabwe years and years and years ago, and I found out I was there for like this one place, I was there for like an hour. I just like stopped somewhere, and I found out there was this meditation center in this particular part of the town, which is very unusual for that kind of place. And I went there, and it was actually closed. So I came back down, and I was just standing at the car, and we were just about to leave, and I saw this guy there, you know, there's all these Zimbabwe black guys everywhere, you know. And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to talk to this guy and just let him know that he's all right and he's an eternal soul. Because in Zimbabwe at that time was going through terrible, terrible things. I thought I could at least talk to him. So I just did a little meditation with him, just you know, looked him in the eyes and let him know that he was all right, you know, and he's a soul. And I don't know what happened, but anyway, it was like very quick. And then we were like, okay, we got to go, everyone in the car. And as we were driving away, I felt so much profound love come over me. It seems hard to speak about this, actually, just because it's like God's grace comes really, really strongly when you can be bothered to actually do this. So, you know, you get a lot. You get far more back from being willing to share than the effort that it puts just by just being willing to speak.
Far more. In fact, what you get back is your transformation. You get an immediate feedback on it.
So, yeah, and also, you don't know that like maybe two words or even one sentence that you say to somebody can literally change their life permanently forever. Yeah, I've had people tell me that one sentence that I've said has changed someone's life profoundly, you know, over and over again. And it's not anything special because of me. It's just being willing to do it. So just be aware of what we're dealing with here. So anyway, let's open the call up to our wonderful superheroes. Whoever would love to share first, raise your hand, press *2. And, you know, if there's anything holding you back from sharing what you're doing and sharing the good news with others, helping people out, making a difference, if there's anything... All right, here we go. We got Michelle Smith. Michelle, we haven't heard from you for rather a long time. I'm just going to unmute you. There you go. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. I saw the little post on Facebook and just felt very compelled to come back. It's been a long time, and it's family here, so it's wonderful to hear. You and Nick's voice. I talk to Taylor quite frequently, but yeah, I forget the energy and the buzz and the vortex that you guys create within these calls, and it's just what my heart needed today. So I'm just excited to share with other people that this program pretty much changed my life, and I still live by a lot of the stuff that was taught here and helped me expand so much. And as the planet goes through so many changes, it's comforting to know that there are others like-minded people out there. So this is a great support network for anybody who's interested in it.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. And is there any way that we can support you? Is there any place where you find, you know, you run up against, you know, a place in yourself where you feel you need support in terms of sharing?
Thinking. I'm not sure if this is exactly what you're asking about, but I do find that as I continue to shine my light more fully, because I think it's layers, and I think there's layers upon layers that we discover that we've been hiding behind. I think the latest one is being able to come forth even more honestly with what I do for a living. There still is a lot of resistance from some around me that hold more of a religious belief. And although they aren't around me as much as they used to be, I still have those conversations with others, and I never want to come across as being judgmental for their belief systems, because I'm not, although I feel it from them. That's probably a spot that I'm still a little bit, that I still struggle with being completely honest with who I am, with the world, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that there's a place where you feel like you can't express, you know, fully who it is and what you're up to and what you do?
Yeah, I think there is still a little bit of a fear within that for me. Mm-hmm.
And what's the fear? What are you afraid of what might happen?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I know honestly that there's nothing that can happen to me. I don't know if it's a past life situation for me, because it's that's been popping up a lot for me, that I kind of shrink back a little bit before I can step forward. But it's lovely to know that every day as I continue to do this, it gets a little easier. But yeah, there's still a little bit of fear there.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to invite you to do is there someone that comes to mind that would be a challenge for you to share with, or, you know, comes up in this particular example that you're using?
I'll tell you where it's difficult to share it at. This is a good example. Is when I go into, I do a lot of marketing, network marketing with women groups in the area. And when I try to describe to them what I do, I get a lot of contoured looks or they walk away because they feel as if it's, you know, it's negative, or, you know, whatever their belief systems are. So that would be the space in which I would love to hear some new, fresh ideas of how to deal with that.
Okay, well, what are you telling them you do?
Well, I keep switching my names, and I finally, in the last month, have just decided to call myself a women empowerment practitioner. Which, again, nobody really truly understands what that is, but I don't think I can describe what I do in a matter of a couple of words. So in the past, I would just say that I was a life coach, which doesn't really fit me at all. And people can feel it when I say that. Oh, Michelle gets to know my life coach, because I don't believe it myself, because that's not what I am.
Okay. So have you said to those people what you are now? Have you said that the new expression of yourself?
No. I'm going to plan to do that on Friday.
Okay. Well, this is perfect timing then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, what I might suggest is, what is it again? How would you explain who you are?
Women's empowerment practitioner.
Okay. So I suggest you say that and then say, yeah, that's you know, just several words that I came up with that explain, to just describe what I really do. And what I really do is blank. And then you just share what you're passionate about and what you do with women that so makes such a difference and is so useful for every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what
I
would
like
that be?
I'm sorry, what's that, Taylor?
And what would that be? If you were to say that, what would that? What is that?
I help women really trust themselves and their instincts, and to love every aspect of themselves. That's a real big thing that I'm into now, is loving the ego and not condemning the ego. And how you do that makes a huge impact on everything, how you view and look at the whole world, from your business to your personal life to your finances. It changes everything.
Yeah, and we're living in a time now where every single woman needs that kind of support. Every single woman needs that some kind of support at some level or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're living in a time on the planet when women are moving fully into their power. Mm-hmm. Fully. And that's what, you know, there's one woman you can talk to that isn't up to that. Even if they don't know it, like Nick was saying, and they may not consciously be doing it, but that's the contribution you can make to support them in bringing to consciousness their own personal evolution and finding their own power and their own voice to express what they're passionate about. And then you may share about how that occurred for you. And in the ways that it occurred for you, now have you want to be able to contribute to that to everyone? Because you know you can tell the difference that it made for you, and it really was something that you were supported, a process that you were supported in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay,
perhaps if you make it, I find if you make it global, like this is what we're all doing this, you know, we're all here, this is something we're all going through, and I have found, you know, to be able to support, you know, this, that, or the other, or whatever unique things you're passionate about and supporting, that's where the real difference comes from.
Mm.
And just share about that. You know, don't worry, like, you know, Michael was saying about getting it all perfect and making it sound professional and good. That is just not even a useful thing. What's useful is, you know, that's what I call what I do, and here's what I do is.
I like that a lot. That's what I call what I do. I do like that line.
Because it is. I mean, you got to come up with some, you know, something. I mean, it's you got to call it something, but what that is this. And then just the nitty-gritty, like, boom. Just then you can open up your heart fully. You don't have to just share from your heart. You know, I know for myself that, you know, what I really need as a woman is blah, 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 you know, boom. And there isn't any woman in this room that can't relate to that. Boom, because there isn't, you know.
That's really helpful. Perfect timing, of course.
Yeah, and just share from the heart, you know, whatever's true for you, because ultimately that's what makes the difference, you know. So it's not so much about the mastery of the English language and having, you know, excellent marketing copy, which, you know, can be useful to some degree, but it's got to be true, basically. It's got to feel true, and it's got to be true. And people can tell the difference, you know. Everyone, like, I've been watching about the news recently about politics, yeah, this latest, you know, election. And you can just tell the difference in these different politicians based on their body language and their tone of voice and stuff like that. I mean, everything they say is, you know, they're all just lying anyway. But, yeah, you can sort of sense what's going on, yeah. So as long as you mean what you say and you have certainty about it. I think the word certainty, nishchay, is just an underrated word, but it's super powerful. And, you know, no one can argue with something that's true for you, you know, but they can argue with something that isn't true, you know. Uh-huh. No one can argue with your own experience. So as long as it comes from there, then there won't be a problem.
Yeah, and that's when you're really in your power, standing in your power anyways, is when you're sharing what's true for you. The truth shall set you free. You share what's true for you, and automatically other people will find their truth in that, and they'll resonate with you immediately. So forget about trying to get it right. Forget about trying to explain, well, what does, you know, women's, none of that. Just, you know, and what that means is, you know, boom. You know, for example, in my life, boom, like what really gets me excited, you know, just that, just go off on that. And, you know, that's where the juice is. That's where the real juice is. And that's what everyone wants. And that's what everyone wants from you. When they see you and they meet you, what they're wondering is, geez, what's got her like this? Why is she like this? I want that.
Yeah.
What is that? Well, here's what that is. You know, what that is, you know, la la la, and it just make it. You know, the problem with a lot of these marketing things these days is it gets us really off track from really what's from our authentic selves, because there is no way to market your authentic self other than to speak your truth, to speak what's in your heart of hearts and soul. And there's no formula for that. And you don't want a formula. You want to just, you don't even want to know what's going to come out of your mouth, really. And that's when you're really in the right space, you know, when you just get up there and just start just free-flowing about what has you so turned on about being able to contribute and support other women.
Yeah, I love that.
And oftentimes I'll just say that. I'll say, look, you know, I don't, be honest, I don't even know, I don't even have no, I have no idea what I do. I don't even know how I do it. But here's why I do it. Or here's, you know, what drives me to do it. Or here's where, you know, I really, you know, what has me get excited. Or, you know, anything like that.
Uh-huh.
People could love that. They just really relate to it. And then it allows them to be with okay with not having it all together for themselves. Like, oh, okay, well, heck, I mean, well, maybe I could be blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, maybe I could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a feeling place, yes. I hear that. It's definitely a feeling place. And sort of allowing the vibration of what I give off and the energy that I give off. And I find that when I am in that space, of being able to share story about what has occurred is when people are attracted to it. So that's a good reminder.
Yeah, and you know, another thing, Michelle, that's you know pretty worth mentioning is I heard these two phrases. I think it was from a marketing guy actually, but they are very helpful. And most people these days are what's called guru-centric. It's all about being the guru. Who's the guru? Trying to like me, and you know, like positioning, and I'm the authority, and all that sort of thing. You know, me, right? And worrying about, you know, their photographs and like all this stuff, right? And then there's, you know, basically we could call service-centric. You know, customer-centric, helping other people-centric. Your center of where you're coming from is being of service.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who do you prefer yourself? People who are guru-centric or people who care about you, Michelle? I mean, who would you rather hang out with?
No, it's got to be somebody self-centric, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
So the bottom line is the more you're worried about yourself, actually the worse it gets. Do you know what I mean? It's like a funny irony. A lot of things in life, they're all the wrong way around. You know, and you start thinking the problem is the problem. Like the way I'm thinking about this is in itself the problem. You know, trying to solve it makes it worse sometimes. You know, so just if your main feeling is how can I be of service to these women, and that's really all only place you're coming from, then that's pretty much job done right there.
Totally. That's all there is.
That's all there is to
be aware of. And speak that passion that has you want to be of service in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. That's all excellent stuff. And you're right. Coming from that place totally shifts how I would communicate anyway. So that was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Is there anything else we can provide for? Is there anything else we can provide for you or support you with?
No, I think that's it. I was just excited to reconnect with everybody.
Yeah, lovely to hear your voice. It's been rather a long time, and I'm glad you got on the call. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent, Michelle. Well, we'll look forward to what occurs as a result of you sharing in that authentic way. You know, report back.
All right, I shall.
Good. We will look, genuinely would want to hear back from you. Yeah, so like
okay.
Put it in the calendar and make sure you show up on the calls. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's wonderful. Who else would love to share something? Or have us help you share something. Because, you know, here the irony is that we're asking you to help you share with others, right? And in order to do that, you have to share with us first, yeah?
That's right.
So it's like step one is get out your telephone. I know everyone has one, otherwise you would be here, and press star
and then press the button 2. Yeah, these are the instructions. First of all, press the button star and then press 2, right? And I know you've all got fingers, yeah? Guaranteed you've all got fingers and you'll have a keypad. Yeah, and I'm not seeing any star 2s. Taylor, what have you got to say about this, Taylor? Here we go. Very good. Baltimore, of course.
All right, there you have it.
There we go. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Carol, of course, is going to be able to pull this one off. No worries there.
I guess.
Aloha, Karen. Carol, so always good to hear from you, Carol. Is there any way that we can support you in this topic at hand?
Yeah. Well, so much of it is already supportive. Just the whole call is, you know, just weaving into everything that's really going on. I mean, even like with my mastermind group a few weeks ago, I was like, things are getting ready to happen really fast. We need to like reorganize here a little bit and really start, you know, kind of supporting each other and checking in. And, you know, I suggested we all go back and reread the Napoleon Hill Mastermind chapter and get a little bit more organized and focused. Because I just had this feeling that it was just this time where if we did that, everything would come into our reality. Everything all of us were working on would just speed up and happen. So I love these calls because then you guys are always right there and it helps me listen to the voice inside when you get this, you know, these big sort of affirmations.
Let me just interrupt you to say that everything that what will speed up everything right now, and that if you haven't gotten that from this call, I'm just going to iterate it. Is sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else more potent right now to do than that.
Yeah, so I guess that's where you guys could help me. Is, you know, I feel like sometimes, I mean, there's a lot of like stuff that's come up in this call that is what I'm dealing with is kind of like being on that razor's edge where I'm always excited to, you know, share what's going on with me, but I know that there's like a screen that I still have up and I'm filtering how it's going to be interpreted or taken or, you know, like see, you know, I just live in a very sort of linear suburbia, you know, cookie cutter place, and I'm on this other leading edge. And some people are really drawn to me and are like, "What, you know, what's going on? What are you doing?" People always want to come to my house, and but then there's this place of I'll say something, and people are like looking at me like I've got three heads, or I'll notice things like in my community, like if someone pulls out bug spray or something, and then they'll look at me, you know. So I feel like there's still a screen or a barrier there, and I'm not sharing completely honestly. I'm filtering it, and I think I'm filtering it with my kids too. We were just in Ocean City, and I was like making a comment, and my 16-year-old son's like, "What are you getting a bad vibe, Mom?" You know, and I'm like, "Yeah, pretty bad." You know, so that's what I could use some help with is where I can, I don't know, if it's courage to sort of let that down a little bit.
Can I just say something before Taylor goes off about that? One of the things it's really important to understand is that when you start really taking these energies into you, it catalyzes tremendous transformation. It's tremendously challenging to be able to accommodate them in the old container. And the old container goes through some kind of breakdown, and that can manifest as a nervous breakdown, as an inability to function, as all kinds of stuff, you see. So it's a really challenging little equation that we are being called to balance. And so all you can really do is be honest. And the thing is that when you are, it just gives them permission to be a little bit more honest, because everybody's feeling the same thing. Everybody's feeling the same thing. You know, it's like so ridiculously intense, the times that we're living in right now. And your family is always going to be the, you know, the biggest challenge of all. But, you know, you can be honest, just like you were with your boy there when he said, you know, you're getting a bad vibe, Mum. Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's true. Don't you? And ask him if he ever feels bad vibes. I mean, I kind of got to coax him out. But it's definitely a time for for coming out of the closet and really, really sharing honestly, because everyone's feeling the same thing. And the thing about this, it's difficult to contain these energies. These energies are destroying these structures within us that are no longer appropriate, these mindsets. And they're brutal. They're not going to be stopped. And that's why we've got all the, you know, so much, mental, psychological, psycho-emotional disorder, you know, in the world, particularly within, you know, with young people being medicated and what have you. So it's a massive, massive, massive conversation we need to be having. And just like Taylor's been saying, by having the conversation, sharing is the most important thing. We're redefining new containers. And we don't know. No one understands it, no matter what anyone says. Because it's an overwhelming process. The therapists and people that are into process work and analysis certainly don't understand it. And at the end of the day, our ego and our own mindset, this whole paradigm thing, is being humbled to such a degree that it's, you know, it's literally being obliterated. And all we can do is, you know, stand in wonder of this process. And it just takes us into immense compassion, because that's the only place to go. All the mental containers are being destroyed. They're being utterly, utterly overwhelmed. I mean, I'm in this place over here in Ubud, Bali right now, you know, and there's some of the highest vibing, you know, most switched on teachers, stroke healers, blah, 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 in the world here. And they haven't got a clue. So we can, you know, we can just, you know, comfort each other in that and just give back rubs and not tell you, put so much pressure on yourself to provide, you know, the wisdom of the day, and just be a good mother and friend and a good woman. How old are you?
51.
Okay, so you're getting real close now to elder status in the tribe. You know, you're just coming out of your immature woman phase, and you're moving into feminine maturity. 53 is the magic. 53 is the magic number. So you're just coming into this. So you know you're not even there yet. So your process is still going. You know, is peaking in this sort of adolescence of your feminine. So you know, just keep it simple. We say this all the time in Superior Training. Keep it simple. You know, just. The intensity, people need to breathe. It's like I was with this girl yesterday. I mean, she's in such a state because she doesn't breathe. She's telling me all about her hormones and this and that and her eating disorders, how she's got too much testosterone, not enough this, sometimes it's too much of that, and on this, that, and the other. And I was just looking at her, and I just put my hand on her back, and I was going, you know, breathe, dear. You don't breathe. If you don't breathe, your vagus nerve's not working. If your vagus nerve isn't supplying electricity to your solar plexus, your digestive system, your endocrine system, and your cardiovascular system is not working. massively shut down. So, yeah, of course your hormones and your digestion is going to be all out of whack. Try breathing.
Mm-hmm.
How simple does it get, yeah? Honest. Breathing. And alternate nostril breathing. All you people that are, all you superheroes that are uptight about sharing your truth, try breathing your way through stuff. Alternate nostril breathing. Activate your parasympathetic. Relax. Keep it simple. Be a good mum, be a good friend, be a good woman. Be true to yourself. Just be true to yourself. Look back at your journey behind you, the mountain you climbed, and just think about, well, what are the qualities that I had to embody in order to get here?
Right.
Name a few things right now.
Like fearlessness and faith. It was a lot of faith, knowing that.
Okay.
I knew I would be held as I walked forward when I made huge shifts.
Yeah, so fearlessness and faith. I mean, how critical are those two things to have in your flipping backpack on this journey?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
talk about that. Ask your son about his fears. Do you ever
mm-hmm.
get scared? What's his name?
Jack.
There's a beautiful quote in A Course in Miracles that talks about the ego's cry for help. The ego's hidden cry for help is always disguised in attack. So attack and judgment is a hidden cry for help. So you might not be able to give it.
Yeah, that's how I felt with him, because he is very sensitive. So,
yeah, and so
in a way,
you
he was sort of voicing.
Excuse me for interrupting. If you're having a laugh, when you're out and about and all the rest of it, and that's one thing. But then, you know, later on, take note of these things, yeah? And later on, you know, when he's going to bed or something, or, you know, in a quiet moment, just go and, you know, have a little sharing with him. Say, ask him honest, does he ever get frightened? And tell him some stories from your life, you know, about when you were really frightened and stuff like that. And drop little... soft heart arrows is what lands. Little soft heart arrows is how you land the wisdom. It's not standing on the box and pitching,
mm-hmm.
banging the drum that gets into people. It's the little soft heart arrows.
Yeah, and I would just echo that. Kids, one, keep it simple, but kids so respond to the truth. They, you know, I spent a lot of time talking to teens and kids, and what they love in being talked to or with by me is I talk to them as adults, and I talk to them, I just say the truth, what's true. And they really, kids more than adults, I find, really respond and resonate to that. Because there's a certain level of respect that you're giving them by wanting to dialogue with them at that level. You know, and I know some of those things can cause a little bit of a reaction and a defense instantly sometimes. I see a lot of mothers go into that place when kids kind of make fun of their evolution or their transformation. But the key is not to get hooked, but then to engage with them at a level that's just real. I mean, kids really respond to that. Real, fun, engaging, inclusive. You like Nick saying, you say, yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, it was a really bad vibe. I mean, weren't you feeling that? I mean, what do you think a bad vibe is? Here's what I think a bad vibe is. Or, you know what I mean? Actually just talk it through. Have them be able to see through your eyes. Understand what that's like through their eyes.
Taylor, and also if you look at the child, you know, the evolution of the child, it's like a microcosm within the macro. It shows you what the spiritual path is. When they come through that innocence and then they, you know, they go into that puberty thing and there's that whole meltdown and a destruction of those old, super childish ways of perceiving the world. And the huge challenge of integrating the quote unquote adult mindset. It's an excruciating time for them. So it's an exact mirror of our spiritual path. We're having to grow up extremely rapidly, and we don't have this world does not provide an accurate mirror of what life actually is. And it's brutal now how that's being ripped away, and we're being forced to quote unquote grow up.
Yeah, and it's not about defending anything. And that's where I see a lot of mothers or just people in general go awry, is when people say these types of things, there's this sort of immediate reaction to defend or to justify or any of that. And the real shift needs to be one of being in appreciation for what they're saying and where they're coming from. And the minute you embrace and appreciate where they're coming from, the whole thing shifts. They feel heard. They feel understood. They're then instantly engaged with you at a whole different level, a whole different level. Evolution occurs instantly. And like Nick said earlier, you know, about the woman with the bug spray, we must suspend judgment. You know, people are doing the best they can do, and I find that information is power. You know, a lot of people using bug spray don't know any better. You're using bug spray because bugs are a pain, you know, and this is a good way to get rid of them. So our mission becomes, you know, how can we embrace, appreciate, and contribute? How can we embrace, appreciate, and contribute at a deep level, deep soul level? Because, you know, there was a time when we were eating hot dogs or whatever we were doing, you know, before somehow we were contributed to. Somehow we, you know, got some kind of information that empowered us to make choices. And that's what we're here to do. And they wouldn't be there talking about bug spray if there wasn't some opportunity.
Right.
And so I look at all these occasions. You know, I particularly love to be with teens, with children, as an occasion to be able to have a mutual appreciation for one another. At whatever level we're at, and it might be, you know, just down and at that level of, like, you know, bad vibes, really, Mom. You know, I mean, that's a high level, very high level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everything we're saying here actually applies to grown-up people just as much as it does children, really. Yeah, so anyone listening to this who's, you know, doesn't have kids, just people just are all essentially the same. Even, you know, the child's mind is obviously slightly different, but fundamentally it's just the same thing, and everyone wants to be heard. I love what you just said, Taylor. Embrace, appreciate, and contribute. That's a perfect three-step formula, if there ever was one, for being of service to people.
Yep. And also recreate. I would probably put recreate in there, embrace, recreate, probably in that order. you know, oftentimes all people really need is to be recreated. You know, I have these people, these women ranting and raving, kind of like Nick saying, this woman, my horn hose, You know, just being able to listen, being able to say, yeah, gosh, that's the challenge, isn't it? You know, and then offer something else once they've been recreated is a huge contribution in and of itself. Just that, as you all know, I mean, I'm sure everyone has had that experience in their life of being heard, just being heard and recreated. It's a massive gift.
You know, I was just reading a book just these last couple of days called Opening Up. Opening Up, recommend everyone buys themselves a copy, and it basically it's exactly about this topic. When people share what they are going through in an honest, genuine way, especially traumas, especially being radically honest about past trauma, without holding back, without resisting it,
while in the moment they feel, you know, a bit disturbed about the whole thing when they're sharing it, it's statistically is proven that they get their health problems just like disappear after that, for like in many cases permanently. So you can do just miracles just by sitting there listening to someone tell you what's going on for them, you know, without saying anything. It's quite incredible, really.
Yeah, it's very healing. And then once people have been recreated and they're actually being able to be in the present moment, then there's a real opportunity to contribute. Mostly people can't even authentically be contributed to because they aren't even in the present moment. Like Nick was saying, the woman wasn't even breathing, for God's sake. They're caught up in this whole blah, 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 you know, whatever the heck it is. And so one of the real gifts we can provide is actually getting people in their bodies in the present moment and then being able to, you know, contribute to them.
Yeah, I was going to share. I had a teacher of mine contact me a few weeks ago, just asking for help. They're, you know, in a pretty horrific situation, and their health wasn't good. And I could tell, like, he wasn't breathing. I was like, and so I felt like I was like, I'm going to give you these things, and it was breath, and then he's under a lot of attack, and so I just gave him the Ho'oponopono prayer, and really just talked to him about the shining light that I saw him as, you know, just this pure light beam, and he was just, I feel so much better, and it was just really listening to his story and giving him this kind of permission to breathe and forgive what was coming at him, and. It was amazing. And then I was telling somebody else, like, I couldn't believe this person had contacted me, and this friend said, I think about calling you 3 or 4 times a day to ask you for advice. Yeah. So I feel like I'm really stepping into that place of being able to share so much of this. And I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Yeah, well, I encourage you, Carol, to now invite these individuals, share about your transformation in the superhero training. Share about how they can have that vehicle for themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
So they, you know what I mean? Like, sure, they could call you 2 or 3 times a day, or they could have avail themselves to a lot of the tools and strategies which have really supported you and support that has supported you in this.
Mm-hmm.
That's key. How would we really know what we're doing is making a difference? As I said, when we see every single superhero multiplying themselves 10, 20, 30 times, that's like, okay. I mean, yeah, this program is making a difference. And that's not to say it's not making a difference for you, because we don't have any doubt about that every time you get on the call. But now, you know, it's time to take it to the next level. Everyone, it's time to take it to the next level.
Yeah. I have one more question, because I just in the last week or so, and I don't know if it's just even just me being more embodied, and I just spent a week doing this mindfulness adventure camp with kids, and the woman who I was running it with has been studying at mindful schools. So I learned so much from her and then doing these practices with these children. And now I'm having this sensation that I'm looking out of my body, like, almost through like a mask. Like I'm really like, I'm like, oh, I'm in this body and I'm looking out through it. It's, and I've never really had this sensation before.
And what's the question?
I'm just wondering what that is. Is it just being more embodied or just realizing that I'm not my body?
Well,
really,
I mean, it's hard
like
to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say not be having the direct experience myself, but, I mean, and maybe Nick and Michael have something to say about this, but I think, you know, in the beginning of the call when Nick was talking about feeling like a lot of what you're kind of you're saying, this sense of, you know, there's, it's almost like there's no past, there's no future, there's only what's here in the present moment. And that's where we're really getting to that place of being. And we are, while we do have a body, we aren't our body. And we are moving into these more illumined states of consciousness. And so maybe that's, in your particular case, what it's looking like. And that's useful to play with. You may just play with it and inquire into it and ask questions about it. But, you know, that's a good place to shift into when your son says something like, yeah, you're getting a bad vibe about this. Perhaps. You know, I don't know. But, you know, my experience has really been of late this feeling not in time, a feeling of being outside of time. As if, kind of like what Nick was saying, everything, there's all these things going on around me, but it's almost like a movie to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a real opportunity in that, I feel, to be able to shift outcomes more potently. Because we don't have an attachment, so to speak, to what's occurring right here and now, and we can have a greater impact in setting our intentions and having a focal point. And so you may just, you know, experiment with that for yourself.
Mhm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it feels like an upgrade of some sort. It feels like a it's hard to explain, but it, I'm actually feel like I'm taking better care of myself too.
Well, you can't go wrong there.
Yeah. So it's not like I'm just, you know, not my body, but it's just, I'm, you know, it's really almost like looking through like a, this, sometimes it feels like just looking through a, like a mask. It's just, that's the only way I can explain it. No, like, can I, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, and the more you do the inner thing, you know, it's the classic yoga thing. I was listening to Joseph Campbell yesterday, and his eloquence and the way he articulates the hero's journey and the metaphysical dynamics that are you know, happening. He's just par excellence. He's the man. And he was talking about, you know, yoga. What we're, you know, I'm talking about real yoga. What we're into in superhero training, where you just deliberately refuse to be drawn out by your senses into the world, and you retreat into yourself, and you just go to that point there, that's the center point of your inner being, and you just basically wait with faith and love and gratitude, and you pull the invisible into you, and you do, you know, love God with all your heart and mind and strength and soul. And with the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, and take it. And when you do that more and more and more, and when you've done that, you know, you align with these changes that are going on, and they're coming in from an invisible realms, and they give you an upgrade. It's like, just like a computer system, you're getting the you know, the next version, the latest version of the computer system, and other people aren't getting it yet. And what do you think is going to happen? Let's just think about it logically. When, you know, when you upgrade your perspective on reality, when your consciousness, your understanding of life, the way you interface with life, what's going to happen? And what I experienced yesterday, like, I've been very introspective here. I've been more introspective than I usually am, and I'm really introspective usually. So I've been, you know, really taking advantage of the opportunity to be alone and be quiet and go in. So I had this, I've been stacking up the early morning meditations day after day. And yesterday, I think it was, or the day before yesterday, I had a particularly powerful morning. Got up about 2 and sat for a while, and I breathed for a while, and then dropped into the meditation for a while, and then laid down again and just snuggled up with the Holy Spirit for a while, and then sat up again and did another hour or something, and then the sun came up, and you know, I was doing some practice in the garden and stuff for a few hours, and then just got into some service, and I went out in the afternoon, and I had to, you know, drive through a whole bunch of traffic, and I was just concentrating on that and on my scooter in Ubud here. And then I saw this guy that I was meeting, and he was going into this place, and I skipped in there after him and connected with him. After I'd been in this place for a little while, I just started looking around who was in there and, you know, where they were at. And it was like a restaurant. I was just looking around at all these people in there. And it was so obvious where these people were at in their consciousness and the pain and the you know, the level of consciousness, the stuff that they were hanging on to, the way they were judging other people, the torment that they were in, the disconnection from themselves. I could just see it all. I could just see it all. It was just so clear. And I had immense outpouring of compassion, unconditional love for all these people in there. I just felt so much empathy for everyone. And that this mask that you feel, it isn't us, but it's what most people are identifying with themselves as I. And it's this mask that feels the fear. It's this mask that is anxious about everything, about being discovered. It's this mask that is obsessed with food and you know, wanting and needing and all of this stuff. And it's all being exposed for what it is. And if you're not centered and grounded and absolutely rooted in who you actually are, and that perspective of who you are and who you are not is not becoming more and more and more obvious, then you're in the mask. And that's going to be excruciatingly problematic as time goes on. So we need to uproot our sense of self from the mask and ground it, absolutely ground it in who we actually are. And the only way to do that is to retreat from the world, metaphorically speaking, and bring yourself, into your deeper self, and stay there, and just absolutely nourish from there. And if we don't get that nourishment, we're literally starving, and virtually completely insane. Most people are completely insane. The ego is insane, and the more you identify with it, the more completely insane you become.
Yes, freedom, freedom, Carol, well done.
Freedom and peace.
Freedom and peace, you know. I mean, the biggest upgrade is when we realize that there are these masks at all, you know. And most people have no idea that they're living in a lie. The greatest form of ignorance is not to know that you don't know and think that you do know.
That's like the worst thing ever, right? So that's pretty much sums up the vast number of people in the world. So when we realize, actually, I don't know what I'm talking about, and there's something weird going on, and I can kind of have a sense of what it is, a huge, 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 huge improvement right there. So you're awesome.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very helpful.
Yeah, Carol, share.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to share, right?
Don't let anything get in the way of that.
Keep sharing.
We'll expect a team of a resurgence of people showing up on a superhero call as Carol's guests.
Yeah, well, I sent a note today, like, can we bring friends? I didn't know if we could to this call or not.
Yes. So that's definitely the invitation we're extending here, right here and now, is bring them. The next call, and we'll send a reminder, but that's the idea. And we'll create, as we always do, a powerful container for you to share in, them to share in, them to be heard in, and, you know, discover their own transformation. So absolutely, that's the opportunity of these live calls, is to make it live, bring it into your life, and share your transformation. So definitely.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have your friends.
We would love to have your friends. And also, I think that we need a challenge for everyone, because, you know, it's all very well, all these wonderful ideas we've shared, but it's practical, practical, practical. So how about, and I just wanted this quick story. I can't remember who said this, but it's always stuck with me. There's this one brother, I can't remember his name now at all, but he had this policy that he would not have breakfast until he had served somebody, shared some blessings, given some sort of, you know, beneficial service to someone. He refused to eat his breakfast till he'd at least given blessings and service to others. And you don't have to, you know, go without your breakfast necessarily, but I think it's a good challenge for all of us that every day we share with at least one person something of value to them, you know, be of service to others. Every day, without fail. And if you're having a silent retreat or something, you know, fair enough. But otherwise, there's always people around, and there's tons of people online as well. Yeah, there's, I think about Facebook, there's something like 2 billion people or something on Facebook. So, on some way or other, share every day. What do you think about that?
Awesome.
Carol, do we get your blessing on this?
Oh, yeah, I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to up that.
Yeah?
I'm going to up that to from now to the next call, you share about your transformation in the superhero program in some way or training, some way or another, such that someone comes with you to the call. Or more than one.
Yeah, I think that's good. One every week, one every time we do a call, one new person can come and we bring a guest, at least one guest.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we got things moving.
Yes, yeah,
and watch what
cool.
starts moving in your life as a result of that.
So I've got an idea.
Yeah, go for it, Nick.
Oh, no, I was just, it's not really related to that about bringing people to the call and stuff.
Well,
I just
we want to get Carol's blessing on this before we move on.
Yeah.
Carol,
oh, yeah. I had like 3 people that wanted to come tonight, so.
Okay, good. Well, 1, yeah, 3 is fine. Yeah, one, at least 1, but, you know, 3, 4, it's all good.
Yeah, I'm just finding, too, that there's you know, a lot of people are just really sort of making, you know, big shifts in their lives and really starting to reach for, you know, writing and things that they just want to do. Or they're looking at me and they're like, I want some of that.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. And I've, you know, I'm really just starting to broadcast it a little bit more because of the shifts and the changes in me. Like, you know, I felt like I sort of needed to get through the training and understand it on a certain level kind of before I could really share it with people. And now I feel I understand it and I understand how it just can personally support anybody at any stage where they are, where they're at. Doesn't necessarily, they don't have to be on a huge spiritual path. They can just be wanting more.
That's right. And you don't have to wait till you get to this train and understand it, because it really isn't about understanding anyhow.
Right.
And I could appreciate you feeling that way. That's, you know, that's a common, and it is why, no doubt, many people aren't sharing. It's like, you know, I can't say I really, I'm done with the train yet. I'm, you know, I can't say la la la, whatever it is. But that's you could say that forevermore.
Right.
You know, life goes on. We're continuously evolving. And if you wait until you're all evolved, you'll be who knows what. And so the time to share is now. And that's, I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot, I could see how a lot of people would have that same reality.
Good. We look forward to, yes, Carol, don't worry about it. You know, you're far further along than you realize. So people are already inspired by you. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, I just want to say, every time you say anything, my heart is warmed by you.
Aww.
Yeah, we love Carol.
Oh, thank you. I did this workshop at this crazy music festival, which was a whole another experience to see what's going on with kids and these festivals. But the next morning I was walking through the campground and this girl that was at the workshop came up to me and she goes, I just have to tell you, when you were up there talking, you were like an angel. It was like an angel was talking and light was shooting out of your eyes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thanks. I was like, I'm working from that realm a little bit, you know. Glad you noticed.
Okay, well, there you go. You see, this is what I'm talking about. We can't even see how we are.
Right.
So just trust that. Trust that you're all like bright, shining lights with, you know, eagle or, you know, angel wings and the whole bit. So you don't have to worry. Like, just open your mouth. You're already, your energy already has gone before you.
Yeah. Okay.
No, bye. Fantastic. Well, we will hear from our angel next week or in a couple of weeks. Would anyone else like to share very briefly about their inspirations and they're up for the challenge? Press star 2. We have a few minutes. Nick, what were you just about to say, Nick?
I'll finish off with it.
All right. So if anyone else would love to share something, of course, it's a wonderful opportunity. In fact, if you don't share something, guess what's going to happen? Just going to press a button. Hello, Fatima.
Hello, Michael.
Aloha.
Hey, Fatima.
How's
Aloha.
Lovely.
Very well,
Paul.
Thank you.
Good. Portugal.
Yes.
See.
Very warm.
Global sort of service. What a wonderful blessing to have you there in Portugal.
Yes.
Thank you for making it. It must be very late for you. What, 1 o'clock in the morning,
yes,
or 2 o'clock or something?
2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Ooh, the magical time.
Magic.
Yes, yes. Next time I want to bring a guest, but at 2 a.m. I don't know it's going to be very easy, but I'm going to try.
Oh, sure will. You just don't even go there. Don't even have that thought.
Yeah.
Who gets invited to call at 2 a.m.? Just the invitation alone is mysterious and intriguing.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yes, you're right. Time. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. It's a secret 2 o'clock in the morning call. It's so secret it has to happen in the morning. From all
it's
over
the magical time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have something I want to share. I think you've already talked about what I was thinking, but it's about this connection that Nick was talking a while ago. I'm having trouble since about a month since I joined superhero training. All my life I was different. I felt disconnected, but for most of my life it didn't even matter. But when I joined superhero training, something starts happening very fast, and you are changing all the time, and people around you start to noticing that something different is happening with you. How can I share with someone who is not able to understand what's happening to me yet? Someone, and the most important person for me to understand what's happening to me is the person who shares my life for 21 years, and we are having very big problems because I started to change in a way that's not easy to understand, and I'm having a little bit of a problem I don't know how to tell what's happening because it's so much what we learn here. I don't know how to share this. I share a little, and sometimes I think they didn't understand, and sometimes I get quiet, but it's starting to be a big problem.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful. That's exactly what we're talking about here, and this is why we had this call. You just summed it up perfectly. And that's exactly what we would expect, that you would have so much happening so quickly in your lives that, like, where do you even begin? Because you know what makes it even more challenging is you don't even remember who you were to even begin from. Right? So it's all just like, shoo, I mean, I don't even know where to begin this story.
Can I say just something about that? I don't think it's that. I think this person that is now in the superhero training, me, I think I've been that person all my life. I just didn't know it. That's why it's so powerful with me. I think that's the trouble. It's not something
new.
No,
I don't think it's the trouble. That's the power. That, and instead of seeing it as the trouble, see it as the story. The what to share. That's a beautiful story right there. You never felt like you really fit in at all, and now here's what you're finally discovering is that yourself here, newly at this new level, and that it's okay you don't fit in, and in fact it's a beautiful thing. Just share your story. Your story is powerful, and furthermore, this individual, your partner of 21 years, no one better to have come to the call. You know, there's a way that he can have an understanding. Is it a he? Is it
Sorry?
A he?
Yeah,
is your partner
he.
A he? Yeah.
He.
That he can have an understanding and appreciation on this call for who it is you are and what it is you're doing. And that's the real opportunity of inviting people. I just want to say that as an aside. But
tonight,
then secondly,
tonight there's something. Yes. Sorry. Tonight just happened something very different. I started to hear the conference, and for some reason, he came in and sat right beside me and started reading a book. And he was for about an hour and a half beside me, just reading a book. It was the first time.
Well, isn't that a beautiful thing? So he was beside you while you were on the call, listening to the call, reading a book?
Yes, because I'm seeing that we are disconnected in a lot of things, but he's a bit scared about what's happening to me. And he wants to understand, but he's scared to understand. And I just don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah, you're going to be
all
right.
By the way, this is very, very common, you know, that the people that are most concerned, that love us the most, when we start to change, they are afraid. They're afraid they're going to lose us. They're afraid, you know, we're changing so fast. They aren't changing with us. We won't want them. You know, a million different variations can come up from that. That is the path of transformation, and I think we even say that in the beginning of the superhero training, that be on the lookout for possibly, you know, people that really know you, intimate partners in particular. You're going to have this sort of these sort of dynamics go on. It's just human nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, and just remember that men especially are, generally speaking, men are a bit more sort of dense and don't seem to be up for, don't feel as equipped to share about their own feelings, generally, and be vulnerable. Yeah, women are, you know, typically allowed, you know, a bit emotional and kind of expected of them in a way, but it's unusual for guys to actually be honest and be able to, like, be willing to change and open up, yeah, traditionally. And this is still the case, you know, across the board, most places. So just understand, in a sense, he is scared and, you know, doesn't have the skills or the tools, because he's never learned them, you know, unless he's done a lot of work on himself and, you know, he won't be equipped with any of this stuff. So rather than you worrying too much, in a sense, you can be, you know, concerned about him and trying to help him gradually but slowly but surely move, just understand these things. I mean, that's the first step, is just being willing to listen. And chances are, if you just share your story very gently and very lovingly, he'll appreciate it a lot. Profoundly.
Yeah. I guess I have the luck to be with someone that was for most of the time, about these 20 years, he was on his own superhero journey, or on his own. He achieved a lot of amazing things in his life, and he is now a bit stuck, and I'm moving, and this is something that's happening. I know that's my time to move, and he must follow me. So I guess I'm a little scared that what I have to do and what I will do and what is happening right now already can get stuck because of the things that are happening with us, because my mission and what I have to do can't stop because I have problems with my relationship. So that's my main problem. I don't want anything to stop me. And the 20-year relationship can't stop because that's a lot of time. And then I don't want to stop anything. I don't want that this connection and this relationship slow me down. I don't want to slow down this moment. It's too much. My mission it's too much important. I must do it. And I don't want to slow down.
Yeah, here again, this is not uncommon at all. Very common what you're talking about to occur when people take on a spiritual fast track of evolution. And what you can be assured of, you need to have no fear or concern or worry about whatsoever, is you're not going to slow down with your mission. Nothing can get in the way of that. And so you can just set that side of fear aside. And he may or may not continue to be your partner, and he may or may not join you. That hasn't been maybe determined yet. But you don't have to worry about anyone or anything slowing you down, and that's critical. So do you understand that you can let that go as a concern?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And that'll free you up right away. Just letting go of that, and then I invite you to have compassion for where he's at, because he's seen you change a lot. He doesn't really quite understand it. I think the fact that he came in, sat down quietly and calmly, and read a book beside you while you were on the call, that's huge, huge. That's huge. And we don't know. Who knows what he'll say afterwards? You know, there may be a whole conversation. You could even ask, like, well, what did you think of the call? And open up the arena for him to share and express his concerns, and you can share. And just share from your heart. It's like we were telling Michelle earlier, you don't have to have it all together. You don't have to have all the proper ways to share about the training. Just share what's happening in your life. What the training is enabling me to do is move forward with my mission. And that matters more to me than anything else. And I'll tell you what, if this guy loves you and cares about you, he wants you to succeed at your mission more than anything. He wants to be behind you in that.
Oh, he just thinks I was born to do this superhero training.
Well, okay, good. Well, obviously, as you've discovered, you are, or you wouldn't be doing it.
Yes.
And I just want to add something. I want to say something as well. To everyone that's in relationships provide a unique intensity in the container. And for decades, been listening to women lamenting at the fact that their guys, you know, just aren't on the case. They're just not working on themselves, and they just, you know, there's kind of this, like, inertia in the house. And they're, you know, feeling restricted and suppressed and in some way or, you know, affected negatively by the thing. However, all is not what it seems, Fatima. All is not what it seems. And because this whole glorious mystery is for the benefit of consciousness, which has a lot to do, more to do with our feelings than it does with our physical form and our personality and our ideas and how we as human beings actually express ourselves in the world. It's much more of an inner experience. And within the greater scheme of things, as we look at this wonderful, wonderful life with all of its complexity and infinite diversity and wonder just in every particle of creation, all the nature and the worlds and the solar systems and the galaxies and billions of galaxies in the universes and billions of universes in the cosmos, and the cosmos, this unimaginably gigantic ocean of teeming, absolutely teeming with life within eternity. All of that, every atom, every subatomic particle, every aspect of it, manifest and unmanifest, is held together perfectly by the same perfect intelligence. So you can bet your boot that your little life, with all of its pressures and intensity, is held by the same thing. So don't despair and just understand that there's a gift in all that intensity and the excruciating, sometimes stress of the agony of being in these relationship containers. That within that pain, within the overwhelming, remember when I was talking, so I can't remember who it was, but talking about the how as we absorb these energies into us, it literally destroys the container that it's in, because we're bringing something eternal and infinite into something finite and mortal. The belief systems, the mindsets, everything that's been born out of the mortal, finite world is being destroyed. And so our emotional breakdown, nervous breakdown, the breakdown thing that no one likes, I don't like it at all, I don't like it at all. It's just part of the deal. And so there's something in the medicine there, yeah? The inertia and the resistance that leverages everything for you and ultimately generates more power and virtue and goodness in you as a woman. It gives you the qualities of yourself that you're demonstrating are they're much deeper, much richer because of this this situation. So embrace it as much as you possibly can, and at the same time just keep doing what you're doing and encourage whatever changes and shifts that you're inspired to do. But breathe deep into that pain and the heaviness of it all, and find the gold in there, which is giving you a tremendous amount of inner strength and a lot of qualities that a superhero needs to go forward into this future that we're all facing.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. I guess I must release the struggle.
Well, yeah. And the struggling, there's no need to struggle here. I mean, it's not a whole lot of fun. Yeah, exactly. Hold it as a huge opportunity. He's a huge opportunity. Your relationship is an enormous opportunity. The biggest space for conscious growth and evolution is in an intimate relationship. End of story. It is. And in a marriage, even more so. Because there's a certain you have committed your lives to one another, and there isn't this like, well, if this doesn't work out, I'm out of here, So it ups the ante yet again at a very high level. You want it really? You're up for spiritual evolution? Get married, and then there you have the ideal container for that. Well, yeah, I mean, that's an aside. I'm not telling you to get married to the guy. I'm just saying that. This is an opportunity. He is an opportunity. It don't struggle with it, but embrace it. Look at, see it as an occasion to celebrate your evolution with another. It's an occasion to celebrate. It's an occasion to share, really share from a place you've never, the levels of intimacy, like Nick is saying, there's so much gold here. Because most relationships don't get into levels of intimacy if you're sharing about your spiritual evolution that you get to. And that's why we're encouraging everyone to share. Because something occurs that's so deep, so profound, and so universal. He can relate to you everything you're going to say at that level. It's not weird. It's not odd. we're all the same, you know, we're all the same at that basic fundamental level of union with our soul and spirit. And that's the level that you're sharing authentically about your mission and the program can get to. And there's no struggle there. There's just real connection at a level that if your relationship is going to thrive at in these new levels where you want to traffic, you're going to have to get to anyways. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you share, this is, just be very, very clear about this. When you share truly and honestly and vulnerably, you know, without holding anything back at all, you will, once you've gone through and you've actually done that, fully, even if it's, you know, we'll have a certain amount of resistance and there's going to be some moments of emotion, for sure. But once you've done it, you'll feel so relieved, so profoundly relieved, and so clean on the inside. It's just like living in a different world. Once you get this out, it's like it's done, you know. And I'm excited to hear what comes of this, actually. I very, very much look forward to hearing what it's going to be like on the other end, on the other side. But just understand, I've had so many hard conversations with so many people over the years, and I always feel just like massive transformation every single time after I share. You know, and I always, you know, not so much anymore, but I used to resist, and then finally get it over and done with, and then it's fine. I was like, why didn't I do that years ago? You know, why did I wait? So you'll feel it. I'm like putting in my calendar with the next installment from you.
Well, and the reason why we wait is because we have made up this whole story that it's a struggle, that it's effortful. Like Nick was saying, I know so many women that are like, oh, you know, if only my husband, and they've created this creature that is their husband. They've made him up. And that's not to say there isn't a certain, you know, maybe some evidence to support their story. But, you know, what you focus on grows and manifests. And if you're going to focus on, oh, it's such a struggle, oh, we're in so different places, oh, blah, 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 rather than, you know what, he's just such a huge opening to receive and be contributed to. And he wants nothing more than that for me. He loves me so much, he wants nothing more from that for me. And so my opportunity here is to discover even more authentic ways, you know, real, intimate ways to share with him. That's the opportunity. Because that is the opportunity, and it's the opportunity for all of us with everyone. And what better place to start than your intimate partner?
Yeah. And you know what might well happen, and probably will happen, is that once you share what's true for you, and you share what you'd like things to be like, ideally, you know, in your relationship, and how, you know, what's going to be new and different, when you share, you know, what your request is, if you have any requests of him, and how you relate to each other, what I've personally found is that when I'm honest, and when I share these things deeply, the other person, in nearly every case, they say, all right, fine. Sure. You know what I mean? It's like not a big deal. Like they're like, all right.
Yeah, how can
well,
I help you? How can
how
I be
can
of support?
You? Yeah, they're like, no problem. Yeah, we can start doing that tomorrow. Yeah, we can do it today. You know, I'm like, what the hell? I expected all this argument, all this drama, and they're like, no, what can I do to help? Now. Yeah, and I'm like, this is incredible. I didn't expect that to happen. So there's
yeah,
probably,
you know, there's a
yeah,
there's a the, one of my favorite sayings is after the final no, there comes a yes, and it's on that yes the future of the world depends. After the final no, there comes a yes, and it's on that yes the future of the world depends. And essentially what that is saying is, is if we all stopped everything that we're up to when we got a no. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work. Most of the most amazing things that are occurring on the planet wouldn't occur. Usually when people come up with the most brilliant ideas, the most incredible breakthroughs and opportunities, they're uncommon ideas. They're breaking out of the mold. They're not mass consciousness. And they, if they stopped with all the no's they got or resistance, well then, what would we have? And so you want to see resistance in your life, wherever it's coming from, whether it's with yourself or others, as an opportunity for transformation, and a big one. And that's what superheroes do. They don't allow the circumstances to determine them. They create their own reality, their own circumstances. They take the circumstances into account. So you can have compassion for them and speak to them, but then they transform and create their own world reality, their own circumstances to meet their visions and intentions.
Yeah, and there's a quote that sums up very nicely. I can't remember who said this, but it basically is the reasonable man adjusts himself or herself to the world. The unreasonable man adjusts the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man or woman. Yeah, so we have to be unreasonable, and we have to adjust the world to us. Otherwise, it's just going to carry on the same old way. So you have a wonderful opportunity to do that with your partner. And he's probably, because he said he's a superhero anyway, he's gone on his journey, he might be ready for the next evolution himself. I'm quite excited about it, actually, because people feel depressed when they're not on their hero's journey. Yeah? Not doing what you need to do in your life. It's a miserable, miserable, miserable thing. So once he's activated again, he'll feel like his life's come back, and he'll feel a lot better. So you're doing him a huge favor.
And I like to add something, you know, from a man's point of view as well. There's something that happens to the man, or can happen to the man, in a relationship with the woman, where the man becomes, you know, basically just starts taking her for granted. And poetry is replete with this, the remorse of a man who's taken his woman for granted until she has had enough. And then she's out of there. And the emptiness, the vacuum that's left after the remorse of that, the feeling of that, the poetry, Google it up, men's remorse for losing their woman, is some classic. So there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse for the relationship than a man that takes his woman for granted. And a woman that accepts that and the basic dishonoring that is. And I'm not guy beating here, you know. I am a guy, and so it's there's something in the ego, you know, the patriarch. We're coming out of this patriarchal thing where the guy is the king, and you have guys like David Data promoting, the concepts in his tantra books, books like The Superior Man, an extremely popular author. You have guys like him promoting the fact that, from his experience, that all a guy needs is a blowjob and something to eat, and then you have no problems with your man. That's the philosophy that's been promoted in those circles, and with good reason. From a lot of research, basic masculine behavior. So the patriarchal ego construct is solidified into this expectation, this primal expectation, and where the king's sitting on the throne and will take the woman for granted. And so this whole thing's being destroyed as well. So part of the evolution of consciousness is, as the feminine comes into her power, is gently and lovingly, with all of the attributes of a superhero that we've been talking about in this thing, communicating that this is no longer acceptable, and comporting herself in a way that demonstrates this. And it's good medicine for the man to get that message, to work this out and shift into this new dynamic, which is much more of an equal partnership kind of thing. So I just wanted to throw that in at the end there. There's a whole substructure. It's not just your husband who's got, who's like, taking the foot off his superhero movement going forward. It's an archetypal thing that's is in our society, and it's very much up for transformation right now. So you're in the perfect place to affect that. And this whole keynote, about sharing, about communicating, inviting him onto a call. It's all right there in your very own home. And like Taylor said right at the beginning there, change the people around you by being that, being so powerful that you can. And remember what Mike said as well, that incredibly poignant point at the beginning about holding this higher vision and creating an energetic template within your own home that he can expand into. And you put all those things together, you're going to have a nice little movement forward there.
Okay, guys, this was absolutely amazing. This was the turning point that I was in need to move forward, because this was stucking me a bit. Holding me a bit. So this was perfect. Absolutely perfect. I needed this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, because you aren't the only one that needed it. I mean, you're really speaking for so many that are going to listen to this and are on the call that didn't speak up. And that's the power of sharing. And I just really want to thank you for so clearly stating what your needs were with regard to being able to move forward and sharing.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can I just share for 1 minute something? My biggest dream is to build a school where I want to create a new form of education for small kids, and this started a bit before I was joining superhero training. It was already a dream, and what I was looking for the type of teaching that I wanted to do in that school. And when I joined superhero training, I have an insight that why not do this type of training when a child, since she born from 4 months, why not put in their head the right stuff, the right message? Why not do this? And now I'm not using superhero training just for my own personal evolution, but I'm watching how you guys are doing this, the things that surround superhero training, and how can I put this in a child's education? And this is, for me, is so much, so I'm so passionate about this, and every time I hear a new audio or see a new video, I get some amazing ideas for a new style of education that are now it's starting and it's a baby, but it's going to be something amazing that I think is going to change the way we educate children. And I just want to share with this with you guys.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, that's the best news ever. Certainly well needed on the planet. And I just want to share with you that you've got a partner in that already who's a superhero, which we can send you her contact information. I believe she's in Germany, Dani, who has had this vision for some time. And she has small children, and she's been also experimenting with it. So you both should definitely team up.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah,
definitely. This is great
news.
That's
exciting.
And also, I have a personal friend of mine called Barnetta who runs this Relax Kids. And she has tons of gold for children that you might find is useful as well as everything else you're doing. RelaxKids.com. You can check out some of that stuff. But yeah,
I'm sorry, Michael.
I can't
hear you very well right now,
you
Michael. Sorry.
Oh, you can't hear me. So I was just saying, I have a friend who I interviewed with superhero training. Actually, her name is Manetta, and she has a company called Relax Kids, and you can check out her website at Relax Kids.
Relaxkids.com.
Yeah. Just maybe might give you some inspiration.
Okay. Thank you.
And let me just say, there are so many women seeking this because everyone's recognizing that the current model of education was bankrupt and really doesn't serve us at all and was created from a whole structure of being that we don't want to perpetuate. Even Waldorf schools, which are, you know, kind of out on the leading edge, are not cutting the cake. And so you will have a great deal of support for this project because it's a project whose time has come.
Okay. I know. I'm most certain about this. Kids just believe what we tell them, so we must tell them the right things.
Wonderful.
Yay, thank you. And we look forward to hearing your latest next time.
Okay. Thank you. It was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's been rather an eventful call. We're going to send this out to everyone to listen to, with maybe a few instructions as well to help clarify a few things. And do either of you have anything else to say? You want to share anything, Nick?
I just wanted to give it like a little tip, hot tip, Uncle Nick's hot tip for the week. Having an attitude of gratitude. The attitude of gratitude is so, so powerful. Quick little story. This week I was doing angel qigong here and I've been spending a lot of time on my own and I was in just such a heightened state of consciousness. And I had a really amazing angel qigong practice after all that early morning meditation. And I went out into the world, and it was so depressing. It was so depressing. I came back just, like, so depressed. And I couldn't believe how bad I felt.
And I just sat with it for a while, and I just realized, wow, the level of consciousness that I've been experiencing in my own inner freedom, compared to the world, the contrast of that is so great that it was actually depressing. I just felt, you know, just obviously a massive difference between these things, and it was a feeling of depression because it was just a much lower state of consciousness. And so I thought, what am I going to do about this? And I really didn't know. I was like in this state. And so I went out yesterday morning, I think it was again, and as soon as I started riding along on my scooter, I just started saying thank you. And just to myself, and so I just started saying thank you, 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 thank you. Then I started looking at everything and all the grass and the birds and the trees and the sky and the clouds. And then I started meeting people, all these Balinese people, and everyone I met, I just said thank you. And then I went and stopped at the little laundry place. This lovely lady who does all my washing. She's got this little like washing machine on the side of the street, and I just stopped on the side of the street there and all this traffic and stuff, and she was there, and she always lights up when she sees me anyway, and I just sat on my scooter and I just started saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to her, and then started singing it and just looking at her, and she was just loving it, and it just put me in such a state of joy, and I just rode around town just saying thank you, and that's all I did, and I just kept myself in such a high state, like landed in joy, like full joy body activation, just from being in a state of gratitude. So that's my tip for the week. Gratitude anchors in the joy body, and it is an active, being proactive in terms of extending your the love that you are out into the world. The attitude of gratitude. Be proactive with it and just say thank you, 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 over and over and over and over and over within yourself, deeply and silently, and just see how good it makes you feel. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Brother Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Michael. Thank you, bro. Thank you, Brother Michael.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. Yeah, thank God for superheroes. Thank you for all guys contributing to this call. Thank you for just being in this world and doing what you do and being in these intense relationships and all these strange, diverse places you are, sometimes being alone. Thank you. Yoo-hoo. I'll see you next week, couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love you.
Thanks. Love you all. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. You're doing awesome. Little things. Share.
Thank you
for all of it.
Thank you. Thank you.